Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So, what a day, huh? Market takes a breather, shakes off those Thursday losses, and ends up rallying. Frenetic week, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Total roller coaster. Started soft, despite those better-than-expected earnings, JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, you name it. But then, that midday surge, fascinating.
Yeah. What do you think drove that turnaround? I mean, the dollar's weak, yields are up, consumer sentiment is, well, let's just say it's not great. And those tariffs? China throwing 125% punch right back at us.
Right, the tariff tit-for-tat is definitely a concern. But look, the 10-year yield backed off its highs. Mega cap stepped up, providing that needed leadership. And let's not forget the whispers of the Trump put and the Fed put, those market stabilizers.
Oh, those puts. Always lurking in the background. So the major indices end near their highs. Russell 2000, impressive comeback, right? Down 1.6% early, finishes up 1.6%. Mega caps leading the charge, but it broadened out nicely.
Exactly. Broad-based buying. All 11 S&P sectors in the green. Materials, tech, and energy really shining. Classic risk-on rotation.
Risk-on, indeed. Now let's talk data. PPI down, but is it a real slowdown or just a tariff-induced blip? And that consumer sentiment, oof, lowest since what, 2009?
Well, the PPI decline is likely temporary. Those tariffs will eventually work their way through the system. And yeah, consumer sentiment is a big red flag. Unemployment worries, inflation fears, not a good combo.
Not good at all. Sets up a tricky scenario for consumer spending. Okay, quickly, overseas markets, mixed bag. Europe, eh? Asia, Nikkei took a hit. Commodities, though, crude oil up, gold shining bright.
Yeah, gold loves uncertainty. And speaking of uncertainty, that FDA announcement on reducing animal testing, huge implications.
Right. Big winners and losers there. Certara, Recursion Pharma, those AI-driven platforms are soaring, but Charles River Labs, not so much. Okay, so what's the setup for tomorrow then?
Well, we've got a lot to digest. Earnings season rolling on, trade war anxieties still simmering, and that consumer sentiment weighing on things. Definitely a day for cautious optimism, I'd say. Need to see follow-through on today's rally.
So, this FDA announcement on reducing animal testing, pretty massive, right? Huge implications across the board.
Absolutely. Game changer. We saw some initial reactions yesterday, but the dust is settling and we're getting a clearer picture of who the winners and losers are.
Yeah? So, break it down for us. Who's positioned to benefit most from this shift?
Well, the companies leveraging AI and computational models are the clear frontrunners. Certara, up over 20%. Recursion Pharma, similar story. Their AI-driven platforms are designed to reduce, refine, or replace animal testing, so...
So they're perfectly positioned to capitalize on this change. Makes sense. What about Simulations Plus? They're up big too, right?
Right. Big jump for them. They're a leader in biosimulation, software, and consulting, and this move towards NAMS, new approach methodologies, plays right into their strengths.
NAMS, got it. So it's not just about AI, it's about these broader alternative testing methods. Schrodinger and Absci Corp, they also saw significant gains. Yeah?
Exactly. Schrodinger, with its computational drug discovery, and Absci Corp, focusing on AI and high-throughput wet lab methods. They're all riding this wave.
Okay, so the NAMS players are the winners. Now the flip side, who's taking a hit? Charles River Labs, I presume?
Yeah, Charles River Labs. They're a major supplier of animals for testing. So this shift away from animal models, well, it's not great for them. They took a big hit yesterday, down almost 30% initially. Recovering a bit today, but still.
Ouch, that's a tough break. So big winners, big losers, a real shakeup in the industry. Anything else we should be watching for?
Well, the FDA said implementation starts immediately for new drug applications. So I think we'll see a rapid acceleration in the adoption of these NAMS technologies. The companies that can adapt and innovate will thrive, while those clinging to the old ways.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Earnings, tariffs, geopolitical rumblings. It's a whirlwind. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big one. China escalating the trade war. 125% tariffs? That's a serious punch. And those U.S. chip makers getting an exemption adds another layer of complexity.
Yeah. So what's the immediate fallout? Markets already had a wild ride this week.
Well, we saw some initial reactions yesterday, but this solidifies things. Expect more volatility. Those restrictions on Chinese stock sales, clearly trying to contain the damage. and Mexico angling for auto tariff exemptions, everyone's scrambling.
Makes sense. So amidst all this trade war drama, earnings season marches on. JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, mixed bag, right? Beats and misses.
Yeah, JPMorgan crushed it. Wells Fargo, not so much. But the bigger story is the guidance. Frontier Group lowering expectations, Logitech withdrawing theirs. That's the trade war speaking.
Uncertainty reigns supreme. And speaking of uncertainty, that Movado Group situation, yikes. Allegations of misconduct, restated financials, not a good look.
Definitely not. A reminder that company-specific risks can pop up anytime, regardless of the macro backdrop. Investors need to stay vigilant.
Absolutely. Now, beyond earnings and tariffs, we've got some interesting tidbits. That FDA animal testing announcement continues to reverberate. Big implications for the pharma sector.
Huge. We talked about the winners yesterday, but the ripple effects are still being felt. And the CMS statement on skin grafts, that could move some stocks too.
Right? Always something to watch. Okay, so what's the key takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow?
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Trade war headlines, earnings reports, Fed whispers. Stay nimble, manage risk, and look for opportunities amidst the chaos.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Trade deals, tariffs, Fed speak, mortgage rates. It's a whirlwind. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big picture. India and the U.S. working on a trade deal? That's potentially huge. Could offset some of the China trade war anxieties. But speaking of China, 145% tariff still in place. Trump still hoping for a deal, though. Classic.
Yeah. So trade war still simmering. What about the Fed? Susan Collins talking about market stabilization. Sounds like they're keeping a close eye on things.
Absolutely. The Fed put is always lurking in the background, and with mortgage rates hitting 7%, that's going to put pressure on the housing market, and the Fed knows it.
Ouch, 7% is a big number. Okay, so macro backdrop is complicated. What about some individual stocks? Anything catching your eye?
Well, Abacus Global Management announcing a stock repurchase program. That's usually a positive sign. But then you've got Accenture, DOD cutting their contracts. Not good.
Big winners, big losers. Classic market dynamics. What about air transport services? Fundamental change notice. What's that about?
Yeah, need to dig into that one. Could be significant. And then there's Allison Transmission, new CFO. Always interesting to see leadership changes.
Right. Speaking of leadership, Alphabet's Waymo making waves. 20% of Uber rides in Austin? That's impressive. But American Airlines, wingtip collision? Yikes.
Definitely not a good look. Speaking of not good, Movado Group's situation is still unfolding, and American Electric Power looking to acquire a natural gas plant. Interesting.
Yeah, energy sector always worth watching. Amgen with positive clinical trial results. That's good news. But Anika Therapeutics and Arcutis Biotherapeutics losing key executives, never a good sign.
No, not at all. Ardelyx with positive data presentation, that's a plus. Argan increasing their share repurchase program, another positive signal. And Argenx getting FDA approval? Huge.
Lots of moving parts. Avery Dennison with a mixed shelf offering. BioCryst Pharma's CEO taking on the CFO role. BP facing shareholder dissent over green energy. Bristol Myers, what's the latest there?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But clearly, a lot to keep an eye on. Earnings, trade wars, Fed policy, individual company news. It's all part of the market puzzle.
Whoa, lots of news hitting the wires today. Where do we even begin? FDA approvals, tariff troubles, leadership shakeups. It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. Let's start with that FDA approval for Opdivo and Yervoy for liver cancer. Big win for Bristol Myers Squibb. Potentially a game changer in the HCC space.
Yeah. So good news for patients and for Bristol Myers. But speaking of the FDA, that animal testing announcement is still making waves. Certara and Recursion Pharma, still riding high.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, Charles River Labs, not so much. That shift away from animal testing is a real paradigm shift.
Big winners, big losers. Classic market dynamics. Now let's talk tariffs. Calories shifting sourcing out of China, eyeing price hikes. Integer Holdings, Ceribell, they're all feeling the pinch.
Yeah, the tariff situation is definitely a headache for a lot of companies. And it's not just apparel and manufacturing. Bloomberg's reporting that Nintendo and Sony might raise prices on their consoles because of tariffs. Ouch.
Oh, that's interesting. Consumers are going to feel that one. So tariffs impacting everything from shoes to video games. What about some of these other headlines? CNH Industrial, Criteo, CSW Industrials, all with leadership changes.
Right. Always interesting to see those C-suite shuffles, and Fortuna Silver Mines selling its Yaramoko mine. Big move.
Yeah. What's the story there? Strategic shift?
Seems like it. Focusing on other assets, perhaps. And then there's GM. Shutting down a plant in Canada, scaling back EV production. Not good news for the Canadian auto industry.
Definitely not. Speaking of not good, those allegations against Movado Group are still hanging over them, and Meta Platforms facing an FTC trial. Never a dull moment.
No kidding. And then you've got Mytheresa acquiring Yuke's Net-a-Porter. Big shakeup in the luxury e-commerce space. Lots of moving parts.
Whoa, lots of news hitting the wires today. Where do we even begin? FDA approvals, tariff troubles, leadership shakeups. It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. Let's start with some M&A activity. Prospect Capital acquiring QC Holdings for $2 a share. That's a pretty significant move. $115 million enterprise value, not chump change.
Yeah, so what's the play there? Synergies? Market expansion?
Likely a bit of both. Need to dig into the details, but definitely something to watch. And then there's Scotts Miracle-Gro transferring the Hawthorne Collective to a strategic partner. Interesting development.
Interesting, indeed. Spinning off assets? Focusing on core business? What about some of these other headlines? PAMT Corp increasing its tender offer price. That's usually a sign they're serious about buying back shares.
Right, could be a good sign for investors. And then you've got Stratasys closing a $120 million strategic investment. That's a big vote of confidence. Positions them for future growth, they say.
Growth is good. Speaking of growth, Targa Resources increasing their dividend by a whopping 33%. That's a statement. But on the flip side, Tesla reportedly stopping orders in China for U.S. imported cars. What's that about?
Trade war implications, supply chain issues, need more information. And speaking of needing more information, that Textron helicopter crash, tragic. Siemens executive reportedly involved, terrible news.
Absolutely. A reminder that unexpected events can impact markets. What about some of these healthcare headlines? Protara Therapeutics presenting data at the AUA meeting, always a catalyst for biotech stocks.
Right, and Chiagen Software supporting a new genomic testing offering. That's a positive development. But then you've got United Health wanting loan repayments from a hacking incident. Not a good look.
Definitely not. And Verve Therapeutics receiving U.S. FDA clearance for a clinical trial. That's good news for them. So a lot of moving pieces, as always.
Yeah, lots to digest. M&A, dividends, tragic accidents, FDA news, trade war whispers. It's all part of the market puzzle.
Whoa, lots of moving parts today. Where do we even begin? FDA fast track, EV deliveries, large language models. It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. Let's start with Verve Therapeutics. FDA fast track designation for Verve 102. That's a big deal for an in vivo base editing medicine targeting PCSK9. Could be a game changer for cholesterol treatment.
Yeah, so big potential there. What about VinFast? Over 12,000 EV deliveries in Vietnam in March. That's impressive.
Absolutely. And over 35,000 in Q1, they're making some serious inroads in the Vietnamese market. Speaking of making inroads, Yuren Digital getting regulatory approval for their GU large language model? That's interesting. AI is everywhere these days.
Right? AI, EVs, biotech, it's a brave new world. Okay, so beyond those headlines, we've got a flurry of upgrades and downgrades. Where do we start?
Well, American Express upgraded to buy at BofA. Target price of $274. They like the consumer spending story, I guess. And California Water Service also upgraded to buy. Utilities getting some love.
Interesting. What about some of these other upgrades? Cinemark, CNX Resources, Everest Group, they're all getting a boost.
Yeah, a lot of analysts feeling bullish. Huntington Ingalls, Kaiser Aluminum, L3 Harris, Nectar, the list goes on. Even Newmont and Northrop Grumman are getting upgrades.
So lots of buy ratings. What about the downgrades? Anything significant?
Well, Booz Allen Hamilton downgraded to neutral. Goldman Sachs trimming their target to $109. And Fluence Energy, Joby Aviation, Magna, they're all getting knocked down a peg.
Ouch, not good. So upgrades, downgrades, what about some initiations? Always interesting to see what the analysts are saying about new coverage.
Right, Blue Owl Capital initiated with a buy at Jefferies, $16 price target, and Brunswick initiated with a hold. Casey's General Stores, Churchill Downs, they're getting some attention too.
Yeah, what about some of these tech names? Confluent, JFrog, MACOM, they're all getting initiated.
Yep, lots of new coverage in the tech space. And then there's Malibu Boats, Marine Max, Mastercraft Boat. The boating industry is getting some love. Summer's coming, I guess.
Makes sense. So lots to digest. Upgrades, downgrades, initiations, it's all part of the market puzzle. Traders, do your homework.
Absolutely. Stay nimble, manage risk, and look for opportunities amidst the chaos. That's the name of the game.
Whoa, dense data drop. Where do we even start with this? Walmart, economic data, earnings, it's a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's hit the highlights. That Walmart outperform initiation from Mizuho, target 105. That's a bullish call.
Yeah, what's their reasoning there? Retail's been a tough space lately.
Well, we'll have to see their full analysis, but likely betting on Walmart's resilience, defensive positioning, and, the whole everything under one roof thing.
Makes sense. Okay, so Walmart on the radar. What about the econ data? Anything big dropping this week?
Tuesday's got a bunch of reports. Empire State Manufacturing, export-import prices. Wednesday, retail sales, industrial production, NHB housing market index, crude oil inventories. It's a packed day.
Wednesday looks busy. Retail sales will be key, right? Consumer spending is the engine of the economy.
Absolutely. And don't forget that NHB housing market index. Mortgage rates are still high, so any weakness there could be a red flag.
Right. Housing is always a key indicator. Thursday, more data, right? Housing starts, jobless claims, Philly Fed, another busy one.
Exactly, lots of data to digest. And then Friday, markets close for Good Friday, so a shortened trading week.
Got it. Shortened week, but packed with information. Now let's talk earnings. Big week for bank earnings, right?
Huge. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley kicking things off Monday. Then Tuesday, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, PNC, they're all reporting.
Yeah. What are you expecting to hear from the banks? Loan growth, net interest margins. Those are the key metrics, right?
Absolutely. And any commentary on the overall economic outlook, they've got their finger on the pulse, so their insights are valuable.
Right. Beyond the banks, we've got a bunch of other big names reporting. Netflix on Thursday after the bell. That's always a market mover.
Definitely. And United Airlines, CSX, American Airlines, lots of companies to watch. Traders, do your homework.
Okay, so earnings season in full swing. Now, what about that WaveWriter AI analysis on SPY and QQQ?
Right, interesting insights there. SPY consolidating, QQQ similar story. Both saw initial dips, then recovered. Volume picking up on the rallies, that's a positive sign.
Yeah, so WaveWriter AI seeing potential for upside.
Well, they're highlighting the volume increase on the rallies, the support levels holding. It's not a screaming buy, but it suggests some underlying strength.
Got it. So, lots to watch this week. Earnings, econ data, technical analysis, traders, stay nimble.
Absolutely. Manage risk, look for opportunities, and don't forget to enjoy your long weekend.
Whoa, dense data drop. Walmart, economic data, earnings, plus this WaveWriter AI analysis of SPY and QQQ. It's a lot. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the WaveWriter AI insights. SPY and QQQ consolidating, seeing those initial dips, then recovering. Classic price action, but the volume picking up on the rallies, that's the key takeaway. Positive sign.
Yeah. So they're bullish, seeing potential for a breakout?
And well, they're highlighting support levels holding, increased volume on rallies, not a screaming buy, but suggests underlying strength. They're pointing to those key levels. 535 resistance for SPY, 455 for QQQ. Break above those and we could see some fireworks.
Fireworks, huh? I like fireworks. Okay, so SPY, QQQ on the radar. What about VXX? Volatility's been pretty subdued lately.
Right, VXX down significantly, moved from 80.42 to 76.79, reflects that reduced market volatility. Investors aren't as apprehensive about near-term risk. That's fueling the bullish outlook for stocks.
Makes sense. Low volatility, bullish sentiment. It's a recipe for a rally. But what about sector rotation? Anything interesting happening there?
Definitely. WaveWriter AI points to XLY, Consumer Discretionary, and XLK Tech, showing resilience, hitting new highs. XLE Energy and XLF Financials also looking bullish, with high volume buy-in periods. Classic risk-on rotation.
Risk-on indeed, so growth sectors leading the charge. What about the defensive plays? Utilities, consumer staples, they lagging?
Yeah, XLP, consumer staples, and XLRE, real estate, showing flat to marginal performance. Investors are chasing growth, not safety. That's a sign of positive economic expectations.
Interesting. So a lot of moving parts. Now, beyond the technicals, what about some fundamentals? Walmart getting an outperform rating. That caught my eye.
Mizuho initiating coverage with a $105 price target. Bullish call. Betting on Walmart's resilience, defensive positioning, the whole everything under one roof thing.
Yeah, so a contrarian play in a tough retail environment.
Could be. We'll have to see their full analysis, but it's an interesting call. Now, beyond Walmart, we've got a deluge of economic data this week. Tuesday, Empire State Manufacturing, export-import prices. Wednesday, retail sales, industrial production, NAHB housing market index, crude oil inventories. It's a packed day.
Whoa, Wednesday looks busy. Retail sales will be key, right? Consumer spending is the engine of the economy. And that NAHB housing market index, with mortgage rates so high, any weakness there is a red flag.
Absolutely. And then Thursday, housing starts, jobless claims, Philly Fed, another busy one. And Friday, markets closed for Good Friday. Shortened trading week, but packed with info.
Got it. Short week. Lots of data. Now what about earnings? Big week for banks, right?
Huge. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley kicking things off Monday. Then Tuesday, Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, PNC, loan growth, net interest margins. Those are the key metrics. Plus, any commentary on the overall economic outlook.
Right. Banks have their finger on the pulse. Beyond the banks, we've got Netflix on Thursday after the bell. That's always a market mover. United Airlines, CSX, American Airlines too. Lots to watch.
Definitely. Traders, do your homework. Stay nimble, manage risk, and look for opportunities amidst the chaos. It's going to be an interesting week.
Whoa, dense data drop. WaveWriter AI's got a lot to say about potential breakouts this week. Musa and Hum, huh? Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big picture. WaveWriter AI sees a bullish setup for both, driven by strong volume and momentum. They're calling for short-term upward moves with specific entry and target levels. Sounds promising.
Yeah, so break it down for us. Musa first, what are the key levels to watch?
Well, they've got support pegged at 508, 506, and 55. Resistance at 514, 516, and $518. They're expecting Musa to test $514 within 2 days, potentially hitting $516 if volume holds up.
So a pretty tight trading range. What's the recommended entry point?
Around $506, which they say aligns with historical demand zones. Stop loss below 503 to protect against volatility. Target range of 514 to 580 for a 1-3-day swing.
Got it. Tight stop, defined targets. Sounds like a classic swing trade setup. Now what about Hum? Similar story.
Similar, but slightly different levels. Support at 295, 293, 291. Resistance at 297, 298, 300. They see Hume climbing to 297, possibly $298 with sustained buying pressure.
Okay, so a bit lower price point than Musa. What's the entry and stop loss for Hume?
Entry around 293.75 within the near-term consolidation support. Stop loss at 292 to manage downside risk. Short-term target of 297. Potential for 298 to $3.
Got it. So two distinct setups, both with bullish potential. Now, WaveWriter AI also mentions a broader market analysis, right? Something about sector rotation?
Right. They looked at the last 30 days, highlighting tech and healthcare as showing strong bullish tendencies. AAPL, BNGO, LNTH specifically mentioned. Industrials also showing a steady climb with RTX and AVOV as examples.
Interesting. So a risk-on environment favoring growth sectors. What about consumer discretionary? Always a key area to watch.
They say it's showing mixed performance, but with some bullish trends in stocks like Coin and CVNA, driven by high trading volumes, suggests increased investor engagement and risk appetite.
Makes sense. So a nuanced market picture, but with overall bullish undertones. Now, beyond Musa and Hum, WaveWriter AI also provides some analysis on AAPL and BNGO, right?
Yeah, they dive into the specifics. For AAPL, they see support at 198.26, 197.54, 196.83, resistance at 198.95, 199.54, and 200. Expecting it to test 198.95, possibly moving to 199.54 with continued momentum.
So, another potential breakout setup. What about BNGO?
For BNGO, support at 432, 434, 441, resistance at 448, 449, 460. They see it pushing towards 448 first, then possibly 449, and even 460 with sustained buying pressure.
Okay, so a lot of potential setups to watch this week. Musa, Hume, AAPL, BNGO, traders, do your homework.
Absolutely. Stay nimble, manage risk, and look for those high-volume breakouts. It's all about finding the right opportunities.
Whoa, dense data drop. WaveRider AI's got some interesting calls this week. Musa, Hum, RTX, BNGO, it's a lot. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big picture. WaveRider AI is seeing bullish setups across the board, driven by strong volume and momentum. Short-term upward moves are anticipated with specific entry and target levels. We've got some promising swing trade opportunities here.
Yeah, so break it down for us. Musa first, what are the key levels to watch?
Support at 508, 506, and 505. Resistance at 514, 516, and $518. They're expecting Musa to test 514s within 2 days, potentially hitting 560 if volume holds up. Entry around 506, stop loss below 503. Target range of $514 to $580 for a quick swing.
Got it. Tight stop, defined targets, classic swing trade. Now Hum, similar setup?
Similar, but different levels. Support at 295, 293, 291. Resistance at 297, 298, $300. They see Hum climbing to 297, maybe 298 with continued buying. Entry around 293.75, stop loss at 292. Short-term target of 297, potential for 298 to $300.
Okay, so two distinct setups, both bullish. Now what about RTX? Industrials have been showing some strength.
Right, RTX support at 128.13, 128.28, 128.64. Resistance at 129.32, 129.45, and that big psychological level of 130. WaveRider AI thinks it'll test 129.32, then 129.45, possibly even 130 with enough volume. Entry near 128.70 or 128.64, stop at 128.
So another potential breakout. What about BNGO? Biotech's been a mixed bag lately.
Yeah, but BNGO looks interesting. Support at 432, 434, 441. Resistance at 448, 449, 460. They're looking for a move to 448, then maybe 449, even 460 if the buyers step up. Entry around 434 or 432, stop at 420.
Okay, so four setups, all bullish. Musa, Hum, RTX, BNGO. Traders, do your homework. What's the overall market outlook driving these calls?
WaveRider AI looked at the last 30 days, highlighting tech and healthcare as particularly bullish. They mentioned AAPL, BNGO, and LNTH specifically. Industrials also climbing steadily, with RTX and AVOV as examples. Even consumer discretionary, while mixed, is showing some bullish trends in high-volume names like Coin and CVNA. Increased risk appetite is fueling these moves.
So, a risk-on environment favoring growth. Got it. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Yeah, that 4% EOD projection for Friday, April 11th is interesting. 451 up, 98 down suggests a positive bias. But remember, these are just projections. Always manage your risk and don't overextend yourself.